China, American Hooliganism to Blame for Mulan Concentration Camp Outrage. By Simon Kent on September 10, 2020. Disney's live-action Mulan drew public support Thursday from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, as it dismissed criticism that parts of the film were filmed near Uyghur concentration camps as evidence of the hooliganism, arrogance, ignorance and rudeness that underpin U.S. society. As Breitbart News reported, Mulan's end credits include a special thank you to the Turpan Municipal Bureau of Public Security. The city of Turpan, which is located in the northwestern Xinjiang region, runs a concentration camp for Uyghur Muslims where detainees are forced to recite Communist Party propaganda, according to a 2018 investigation by the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. State Department has estimated China has imprisoned potentially millions of Uyghurs and other Muslims. The mere fact this is pointed out by critics moved the Global Times, official mouthpiece of the CCP, to fury. It said it was a tragedy for American society that China could be singled out for criticism, and it represented another manifestation of the extreme ideologies regarding China among U.S. public opinion. The editorial continued. U.S. public opinion on China is a hodgepodge of traditional arrogance, hooliganism, the state of being ill-informed and outdated. It has lost its complexity, diversity and fluidity, and has become rude and stubborn. It has shaped a China in American public opinion, which has nothing to do with the real China. Mainstream U.S. public opinion generally rejects mainstream voices from China. As U.S. media are mostly hostile to China, quite a few Chinese officials are also reluctant to have connections with them. This in turn has reduced the opportunities for contact between them, forming a vicious circle. Many correspondents from the U.S. and other Western countries work in China. But the way they feel about China is hugely different from the way Chinese people feel about their country. The dismissal of criticism of Mulan as evidence of the moral decay and general ignorance of U.S. society came just 24 hours after Breitbart News reported on more pushback against the film. This is another terrible example of corporate hypocrisy. David Quinn, director of the Dublin-based Iona Institute for Religion and Society, told Breitbart News. Disney threatened to boycott Georgia because of its religious freedom law, but then thanks officials in Xinjiang province for their help in making Mulan, even though the worst human rights abuse in the world today, and the worst attack on religious freedom is taking place in that province, Mr. Quinn stated. It is scandalous. Corporations like Disney make moralistic, woke noises, but they only care about the bottom line, Quinn concluded. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter. Follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.